It's breakfast time at the Lisianski Inlet Cafe, where Victo Stepanenko is working on some corned beef hash right behind the breakfast counter. Victo and his wife Karen have run this cafe since 1987. Karen is also on the city council.
When I first moved here, there were 300 trollers and 90 longliners that fished out of here. And there were longline seasons, like two-day openers. And we would have boats lined up, like seven boats all tied up to each other, because our harbor is so packed. And that doesn't happen anymore because longlining is every day. They set a season like from March until November.
Stepanenko is talking about IFQs, or individual fishing quotas, which federal fisheries managers adopted in the early 1990s. Instead of short openings where fishermen could catch as much halibut as possible, they're now assigned an amount of fish to catch over a several-month season.
You could now fish in out of your home in Sitka and just take your time about catching your fish.
Norm Carson runs Pelican's Chamber of Commerce and is the town's unofficial historian.
There's no incentive to be fast anymore. All you have to do is catch what's allotted to you.
And with no need to hurry and unload and head back out, Pelican's claim of being closest to the fish suddenly became a lot less important to those doing the fishing. Carson says the IFQ system made a big impact, but wasn't the only factor in Pelican's struggle.
The market just changed so much that there was no desirability for a whole frozen salmon that had been stored for 3 months. And that hurt. The fact that it's labor intensive, fish are being moved from the first floor to the second floor to the third floor, then brought back down to the second floor to be shipped out. Just too much labor involved.
Carson would know. He worked here in the late 1960s. As we walk up to the building, we see that one of the doors is wide open, and Carson, a retired state trooper, jokes that he's in good with the local gendarmes, so we might as well take a look around. Up on the third floor, we find a darkened room where they used to store fish, and this room has seen better days.
There's water on the floor.
I can't quite see.
And actually, the roof is separated up above. So, for the last at least year and a half, all this fresh water has been seeping into this old wood, and it's bound to be rotting. But again, you don't need a plant to store 5 million pounds of fish anymore. So this is really obsolete. This room will never be full of frozen fish again. When I worked here, this entire room was nothing but stacks of frozen fish. We actually ran out of room.
On the second floor, the break room door is open. Yellowing paperbacks are still on shelves here, and a canister of sugar still sits on the counter.
It's just like the whistle blew and the crew walked out and didn't show up for the next shift.
It didn't shut down on one day. That's the trouble. It shut down stage by stage by stage. So it was not one point where it shut down.
Kathy Wasserman was mayor of Pelican from 1997 to 2004. She witnessed firsthand a lot of the cold storage's troubles. Today, she's executive director of the Alaska Municipal League in Juneau, a nonprofit that lobbies on behalf of municipal governments. And she says Pelican's issues are not unique.
Not many jobs, no industry, high unemployment, high utility prices, not good access to transportation. I mean, that's Alaska in a nutshell.
Or at least small communities in Alaska, she says. Still, Wasserman believes this town will begin growing again.
I think someday Pelican will be, and I hate to use this word, discovered by someone. The question is it going to be the way in which the majority of Pelican people that are still left there want to see it discovered? You know, just like half the communities will say, well, we don't want to be another Skagway with 50,000 cruise ships. However, at some point, Pelican's going to have to make a choice. Is it better to go kind of down a road that everyone's not comfortable with? Or is it best just to shut down?
Back on the boardwalk, Norm Carson says the cold storage has some life in it yet, if in a slightly different form.
There's hope. A small-scale cold storage, maybe a value-added fish processing here, perhaps a fish hatchery down here at Pelican Creek.
You sound optimistic about a lot of the things around here.
Well, why not? I mean, just take a look at the country. It's a beautiful place to live, and why wouldn't you want to be here?
Reporting from Pelican, I'm Ed Ronco.